The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shavuot Daf Tet. Today's Daf is being studied in the Neshmat Avraham ben Esther, Vedeyahu ben Allegra. Ruach Hashem, Tenihem, Began Eden, Amen. We begin today's Daf on Het Amud Bet, and we are 9 lines from the bottom. Quote from our Mishnah: "In ba yidi'ah betechila, v'yesh ba yidi'ah b'sof, se'ir ana'asa b'chutz yom kippurim mechaper." So this is talking about a case. In ba yidi'ah betechila, we did not have a yidi'ah in the beginning. He didn't know he became tameh. He walked into the Beit Hamikdash, and subsequently he had a yidi'ah. So in this case over here, the sa'ir, the goat that was brought on Yom Kippur, b'chutz, which blood was sprinkled on the outside, so that is mechaper for such a sin. Okay, that's a direct quote from our Mishnah. Actually, it said on the sa'ir, b'midbar chaftet yud alef, sa'ir izim echad chattat, mil lebad chattat kippurim. Besides the chattat kippurim that's done inside, you have another sa'id as well. And we said that the fact that the Torah puts the two sa'idim in one pasuk, there's a hekesh between them, to teach me that just like the sa'id apinimi is mechaper on tum'at mikdash v'kadashav, so too the sa'id hachitzon is also going to be mechaper on tum'at mikdash v'kadashav, but different cases. This sa'ir pinimi is mechaper yesh yidi'ah b'tchila v'en yidi'ah b'sof. And the sa'ir ha'itzor is mechaper on en yidi'ah b'tchila aval yesh yidi'ah l'b'sof. But they're both mechaper on different aspects of tum'at mikdash. That is the Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks, Mechdi, let's analyze. Itkush lehadadeh. You're comparing the two Sa'idim to each other. Because in the same Pasuk, it mentions the Sa'id Apinimi and it mentions the Sa'id Ha'itzon. So we made a kesh between them. Benechaper Pinimi Adideh V'adeh Ha'itzon. So once you're making a kesh, why don't you say that the Pinimi should be Mechaper on the same thing that the Ha'itzon is Mechaper? Till now we said the Pinimi is only Mechaper on Yesh Yidi'ah B'tchila V'en Yidi'ah L'Besof. Why don't you go a step further and say that why don't you be Mechaper even in Yidi'ah B'tchila V'yesh Yidi'ah L'Besof, just like the Chitzoni? Once when you're making a hekesh between Pinimi and Chitzoni, I should say whatever the Chitzoni is Mechaper, the Pinimi is also Mechaper. And therefore the Pinimi should also be Mechaper for Yesh Yidi'ah B'tchila V'yesh Yidi'ah L'Besof. You're going to ask me, what do I need to Mechaper for? The Chitzoni is Mechaper. So the Gemara says, "Nafka mina." Gemara says, "Nafka mina leheka dedo abad chisun." Right? Let's say for whatever reason they couldn't do the chisun, they do the pinimi first. For whatever reason they lost the animal, they couldn't do the chisun. So if you're going to tell me that the pinimi can be mechaper on any of the abad tchalav yishu the abad b'asof, so then he'll be covered. So therefore, why don't you say that? So Gemara says, "Amar kera." The pasuk says, "Achat." He says the pasuk v'chiper aharon ad karnotav achat bashana midam hatat akipurim. That's talking about the hatat penimi. It says achat bashana. What is achat bashana? We know Kippur is one time a year. What is achat bashana? So Gemara says kapara achat mechaper. Then mechaper shtei kaparot. Okay, that the hatat penimi only is mechaper one hatat, not two types. So it's only mechaper, yesh yidi'ah b'tchila, ve'en yidi'ah l'besof. Ah, why don't you add an extra one? Ahat b'shana, it's mechaper on one item. Gizlat ha-katuf. Now the Gemara asks the other way. Nechaper chitzon adideh ba'amai da'avit penimi. I go the other way. Why don't you say that the chatat, ha-chitzon, should mechaper not only adideh on its own item, which is en yidi'ah b'tchila, ve'yesh yidi'ah b'sof, should be mechaper also on the same item that the penimi is mechaper. Yesh yidi'ah b'tchila ve'en yidi'ah l'besof. Since you have a hekesh between the two of them, so the chaurah, the chitzoni should also be mechaper. So comes the Gemara and says, nafkamina, what would the nafkamina be between the the two of them. Nafkimina litum'a dir'a bin zelaze. Let's say they brought the hatat pinimi. Nafkimina. And now the guy became tameh. So therefore, you can't say the hatat pinimi is mechaper because they brought it already. But the hatat ha'isu is mechaper. Let's say the guy had a yidi'a and then an yidi'a lebesof. But he did that between the hatat pinimi and the hatat ha'isuni. The nafkimina, if you say the ha'isuni is mechaper and the pinimi is mechaper, it'll cover him if he's mechaper, if he makes the sin bene. That's the Gemara's question. Or it could be another nafkamina. There could be another nafkamina. Actually, that nafkamina would be in the first case. In the first case, we had the reverse. We had a question that let the pinimi mechaper on all these things. That would be nafkamina if, let's say, the guy who committed the sin died between the pinimi and the chitzoni. So if you say the pinimi is mechaper and everything, the chitzoni is mechaper, if he dies after the pinimi, he's covered. That would be another nafkamina. Not only if they would lose the not bring the chitzoni, if he would die in between. But this is the reverse question. This question over here is, let the chitzoni mechaper and everything, the pinimi is mechaper. And the nafkamina will be, if he committed this the tumah, the gdash, in between, so this has he's insured with the second one. Amar kera achad bashana. It says again by the Se'anim of Yom Kippur. Again, it repeats the words achad bashana to teach me kapara zu lo te ela achad bashana. Which again, this kapara is only going to be once a year, meaning only on the Se'ir apinimi. Because once a year, this avon can be fixed. Not twice a year, because if it'll work on the Se'ir apinimi, then this will work twice a year. So in fact, this is Achad Bashana. We learn over there once a year, not twice a year. So the Ma'aseh, we have two Se'irim on Yom Kippur. Achad Pinimi v'Achad Chitzoni. What's the connection between the two? They're both Mechaper on certain aspects of Tum'at Mekdash, but different cases. The Pinimi is Mechaper on Yesh Yidi'a B'Techila V'En Yidi'a L'Besof. And the Chitzoni is Mechaper on En Yidi'a B'Techila V'Yesh Yidi'a L'Besof. Now, yesh yedi'a b'tchilal v'basof, that we know already, that you bring a korban, oleh v'yored. That is the classical case. Okay? So that is that. Okay, we can read the Rashi over here. Let's read all the Rashi's over here. Go to the Amud Bet, Chet Amud Bet. Let's start from the beginning. V'nechaper pinimi adideh. That's the first question. Let the pinimi cover itself. Litlot al sheyesh ba yidi'a b'techila v'en ba yidi'a l'besof. That'll cover the yidi'a b'techila v'en yidi'a b'sof. But the chitzon, and what the chitzon is mechaper. Al she'en ba yidi'a b'techila v'yesh ba yidi'a b'sof. That's the Gemara's original question. What's the Gemara's basis of the question? Because there's a hekesh between them. You can't pair the two. V'nafka min al hekha de lo amar chitzon. Im lo haya lem se'irim b'chol ha'tzorek. They ran out of se'irim for the se'ir chitzon. The pinimi will cover it. Amar kira achat. V'chiper aharon al kanota v'achat b'shara. ומזבח הפנימי כתיב שמכפר על העמידה בפרשעיל בעל עקרונים ושעיל העם ואיך הקרא יתראו זה אקשר פסוק דלמה שריך אילו יהיה להקשיד המחתת הכפורים מכפר עליו בהג'ה כתיב ויתמר את הדם מכפר בנעוד הרבה ובחרי מות ויצא על המזבח שלפתי השם וכפר עליו אלא דרשה אתה סכם עבר דרשה וכאמר אחת אין כאן אלא כפרה אחת. Good, then the Gemara asked the reverse question. And you want to say it again. Amar kira אחת בשנה. Again, אחת בשנה. תראה זמנה. כתיב אחד בשנה וכפר אהרון על קרנותיו אחד בשנה בדם חטות הכיפורים אחד בשנה יכפר ולשאר דקלה סמך אחד לכפר על קרנותיו ולשאיר למיניה וכפר אחד שאין כאן אלא כפרה אחת לימד שאין לו לכפר כפרה אחרת וספר דקלה סמך יכפר בשנה כתיב אחד בשנה יכפר which means from all the korbanot that you bring during the year that this item is only מכופר once only on the חטאת פנימי. But if you get a time, it's going to be mechaper also in Chatat Chaitzon. It's twice b'shana. So the fact is, Chat b'shana, we learn once a year item. Okay, so that's really what we said outside. Now the Gemara has a question. Well, Rabbi Yishmael. Oh, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that says, "En ba yidi'a b'techila, v'yesh ba yidi'a b'sof bar korbanu, sa'ir na'aseh b'chus amayim mechaper." You just told me that the sa'ir that they bring bachutz is mechaper on en ba yidi'a b'tchila v'yesh yidi'a l'besof. No problem. But according to the Bishma'el, he's of the opinion that says that when there's no yidi'ah b'tchilah, but yesh yidi'ah b'tchilah, you bring a korban. You hayav a korban on every yored, like a regular hatat. So according to the Bishma'el, why would the sa'ir ha'chitzon mechaper on that item if at the end of the day it is bar korban? It's shayach to bring a korban. We didn't see the shita. We always know bar korban as yidi'ah b'tchilah, yidi'ah l'besof. This is a new shita. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Afilu en yidi'ah b'tchilah, v'yesh yidi'ah l'besof, bar korban. Bar korban, so why is the sa'ir ha'chitzon mechaper? Which we know the rule. We know the rules that any that say bar korban, so then you bring the korban.
Like we say, it's
told them. Oh, so you're right. So then we auto tarab should have been hayuf chatat yachid. Gam asir ha'itzon eno mechaper alnem. Nifikam ha'ashtel edat b'yishmael. Because he has yediyah. It's not told. He has yediyah. He has yediyah lebesof. He knows. So just like you told me, the sir pinimi is not mechaper when you have a yediyah at the end. Because bring the korban. So to according to Bishmael, the Seyed HaChitzon should not be mechaper. Just bring the korban. Gemara says, according to Bishmael, Hashem ba yediyah, lo b'tchilah ve'lo b'sof. The Seyed HaChitzon, according to Bishmael, is talking about a case mechaper where you have no yediyah bechlal. Lo b'tchilah ve'lo b'sof. So Gemara says, Hai Seyed HaRgalim Usinir HaShechodashim mechaperim. Oh, if you remember our Mishnah, we said no. An item where the guy has no yidi'ah bichlal, that's covered by other korbanot. That's covered by the se'ideh regalim, the se'ideh that you bring on the shlosh regalim, u'se'ideh ha'shechodashim, and the se'ideh that you bring on shlosh chodesh. So back to the question of Rabbi Ishmael, you just told me that if you have no yidi'ah bichlal, the chitzon covers it. What do you mean? We said that no yidi'ah bichlal, not basof, shlosh chodesh covers it. Regal covers it. Oh, what's going on over here? So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Sabar la, Ker Bimeir. Okay, we have to review the Bimeir. What did the Bimeir say in our Mishnah? The Amar, Kol Se'irim. That means, all the Se'irim that they bring on the Mu'adim, on the Regalim. Kapparatan Shava. Whether it's the Seir HaChitzon of Yom Kippurim, or whether it's the Seir of the Regalim, or whether it's the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, they are all Nechaper Al Tum'at Mekdash VeKadashav, which means, in any case, so long as you don't have to bring a Korban, all the Seirim according to Rabbi Meir are Shaveh. Of course, you have to bring, if Yesh Yediyah B'Tchilah Yesh Yediyah B'Sof, you bring a Korban, no problem. So according to Rabbi Meir is very flexible. He says, all the Seirim are equal. Sa'id of Sa'id HaChitzon, Rosh Chodesh, Regalim, or all mechaper any time. What's Nafkamina? I'll tell you Nafkamina. Nafkamina, why does the Bimeir say it? What's Nafkamina? Let's say a guy, he made a sin, Tumat Mekdash Mekadashah B'Shogeg, in between one of the holidays, and Rosh Chodesh. So once Rosh Chodesh comes, boom, it'll go off. He made it between Rosh Chodesh and the Regal. The regal comes, the regal will knock it off. So, you know, whatever comes, first korban comes along and knocks it out. Oh, so what comes out if he holds like the B Meir? So the explanation is, what's the explanation according to this? So he says like this, Da'ainu, should the B Meir mechaprim kol ha-se'irim ben ha-she'em ba-yidi'ah b'tchila v'yesh ba-yidi'ah l'besof u'ben ha-she'em ba-yidi'ah l'b'tchila b'sof. The B Meir holds everything is covered. Yesh yediyah b'tchila, en yediyah b'sof. En yediyah lo b'tchila, v'lo b'sof. Doesn't matter. Any of the se'irim, Chisson of Kippur, Regalim, Rosh Chodashim, is going to be mechaper. Okay? Oh, abal, al sheyesh ba yediyah b'tchila u'b'sof. That we know. That's a korban already. En se'irim mechaprim, sh'arei choteh b'mekrei zebar korbanu. V'chen en mekrim al sheyesh ba yediyah b'tchila v'en ba yediyah l'b'sof. Because yesh yediyah b'tchilah ve'en yediyah b'sof, that's the pinimi. The cover. So the Bimeir agrees, the pinimi, yesh yediyah b'tchilah ve'en b'sof is pinimi. Yesh yediyah b'tchilah ve'yesh yediyah l'b'sof, that's all of yored. Okay, that's covered also. But all the other cases, meaning en yediyah b'tchilah aval yesh yediyah l'b'sof, or en yediyah lo b'tchilah ve'lo b'sof, according to the Bimeir, all the se'irim of the chutz and the regalim and the Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper. Now, once you're telling me this, so we say, oh, we had a question. Bishmael, We said, you told me that the Sa'ir HaChitzon is mechaper when you don't have a Yidiyah Bichlal. I said, Sa'ir HaChitzon is mechaper on no Yidiyah Bichlal. So the Gemara had a question. That we said that the Galim and the Rosh Hashim cover that. So he goes, no, you're also going to be Meir. That all the Sa'irim are equal. And therefore, you're right. The Chitzon is mechaper. The Regalim are mechaper. The Rosh Hashim is mechaper. Your whole question was, you thought it's exclusive. He said, wait a minute. How can the Sa'ir of Chutz mechaper on any Yedi'ah? I thought Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on that item. No, you're right. He also going to be mechaper. It is mechaper. Everything's mechaper. The Rosh Chodesh is mechaper and the Regalim is mechaper. Now, and the Sa'ir of Chutz is mechaper. Rabbi Meir and the beasts are not exactly the same, mind you. Because according to the Bimeir, he'll also hold Yesh Yedi'a B'Tchila V'En Yedi'a, I'm sorry, En Yedi'a B'Tchila V'Yesh Yedi'a L'Besof to be covered by these Se'irim. Whereas according to the Bishmael, En Yedi'a B'Tchila V'Yesh Yedi'a B'Tchila is Bar Korban. You'll bring a Korban. So in that case, En Yedi'a B'Tchila V'Yesh Yedi'a B'Sof, there's going to be Mahlok B'Yishmael and B'Meir. But, l'gabe the case of En Yedi'a Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, he holds like the B'Meir and say what? That all the Seidim are equal, that are going to be Mechaper. Also comes the Gemara and says, Ela, according to the B'Yishmael, that's not the Dod, that's not Doresh, this Ekesh. So the Gemara says, Lema Yilketa Itkash Kishon Nepinimi, which means, you just told me in the beginning of the Gemara, we have a Hekesh. Let's review the Hekesh. In one Pasuk, it compares the Sa'ir HaChitzon to the Sa'ir HaPinimi. Correct? So what do we say over here? Just like the Sa'ir HaPinimi is Mechaper on Tum'at Mekdash, so to the Sa'ir HaChitzon is Mechaper on Tum'at Mekdash. We made a connection. Now, and what? We also learned that Sa'ir HaPinimi is mechaper on Yesh Yedi'a B'Tchila V'En Yedi'a L'Besof, and Sa'ir HaChitzon is mechaper on En Yedi'a B'Tchila V'Yesh Yedi'a L'Besof. So then we said, but according to Rabbi Ishmael holds what? That En Yedi'a B'Tchila V'Yesh Yedi'a L'Besof is a Bar Korban. Oh, so then what is the Chitzon mechaper? The Chitzon is mechaper on everything, and Yedi'a B'Tchila V'En Yedi'a L'Besof, just like the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, just like the Seir of the Regalim. That means that Bishmael, he doesn't have the Hekesh. He learns that what? That the Seir HaChitzon is compared to Rosh Chodesh, it's compared to the Regalim. So what does he do to the Hekesh in the Pasuk? What does the Pinimi Chitzon Hekesh do for the Bishmael? So the Gemara says, Ma Pinimi Eno Mechaper B'Sha'ar Averot, Af Chitzon Eno Mechaper B'Sha'ar Averot. A very poor point. Just like the Sa'ir HaPinimi of Yom Kippur, it's only mechaper on one avon, tumat mekdash v'kadashav. What about another avon? We have No, just that the Pinimi is only exclusively mechaper only on tumat mekdash v'kadashav. So to the Chitzon is only mechaper on this one avon, because you might have expanded it, and you might have said, maybe that's just an example. But any avon that you did, kishish yidiyah b'tchila, then you have the source mechaper. No. Just like the Pinimi is exclusive to Tumat Mekdash V'Kadashav, so to the Chitzon is also exclusive for Tumat Mekdash V'Kadashav, which is a very important point to remember, that when the Kohen brings the Korban on Yom Kippur, besides the Kapara that it does for Kippur, for himself, for his family, for whatever it is, it's Mechaper for this one specific Avon, that's, Yesh Yedi'ah, and Yedah, no other Avonot for this item. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Back to our Mishnah. Al she'en b'yidi'a b'tehila ve'lo l'besof. Okay. Lo v'estachila v'lo besof she'en regalim she'en shorashim chaperim devrir b'yuda. Let's get clear on the b'yuda now. So we have to focus on the b'yuda shita. B'yuda holds no yidi'a b'chlal, which is the guy that knows he made avon. Not in the beginning, not in the end. He's clueless. So the Gemara said to b'yuda, Mishnah said to him, you have many options. You have this se'ir of the regalim, and the Se'ir of the Shech Hodashim. That covers you. Not the Se'ir of Kippur. That's the point. It'll cover him because he doesn't know. Yeah, that's the Hadush, because he can't bring a Korban because he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Good, but he's not bringing this Korban. The Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash bringing the Sa'id on Rosh Chodesh.
He'll never have a
Korban, this guy. He doesn't know. Elo Yedi'ah.
Okay.
So the Hadush is...
No.
Borei Olam knows he did the sin. He doesn't have a Yedi'ah. So he needs a Kapara, this guy, somehow. So what?
He doesn't know.
So the Korban Sibur that the Kohen brings has in mind for all these clueless people the mechaper for what's Sa'idim? The Sa'id of Rashi Chodashim and the Sa'idim of the Regalim. That's the Biyudah Shita. You're right, this guy will never know that he got a kapara because he never knows that he did the Avon. But when he goes up to Sharam after 120, they'll inform him. On such a day, you went into the Beit HaMikdash B'tum'ah. He says, really? I had no idea that I was Tameh. And I had no idea that I ever did this Avon, but they'll say, don't worry. The next Rosh Chodesh, when the Kohen brought the Korban of the Sa'id, he covered you, so you're clean. Or the Regel came, and he covered you. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, my Tamad Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Where does he get this from? Amar Kiram, this is by Musaf Rosh Chodesh. It says, Usir izim ehad lehatat lehashim. That extra word lehashim is extra. Of course, we bring in the Qurban too. Usir izim ehad hatat lehashim. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the lehashim is coming to teach you. Het she'en makir bo ela lehashim. Yes, sa'ir is a mechaper. A type of sin that only God knows about. It's a sin that's lehashim. Like I just explained to you, he has no idea that he did the sin. The only one that knows who did the sin is who? Hashem. And what does it say in the Pasuk? Usir, Azim, Ehad, Hatat, Lashem. That'll be mechaper on types of sins that are exclusively known only to Hashem. Nice, did Hashem.
The Kohen would say something like this that any Avon that.
No. For this. No, Tum'at Mikdash. Davka Tum'at Mikdash. He goes in the Med to Mikdash, but Tum'ah, and he has no idea. Not for every Avon that he's clueless on.
This specific,
the Kohen has Kavanah. When he brings the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh, he knows. It's Bechaper for whatever else and this item. The Gemara says, what do you mean, Lashem? We use Lashem already for a famous Darasha and for Masechet Chulin. Veha meba'ele lichde Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said like this. Dama Rish Lakish. Ma nishtana Sa'ir Shal Rosh Chodesh Ne'emar Bo Lashem. Why is the Sa'id of Rosh Chodesh the only Korban Hatat in the Torah that says Lashem? Has v'shalom, Halila, it sounds like you bring in the Korban Hatat for Hashem. Who has a sin? What does it mean? Korban Hatat Lashem. For Hashem. Maybe for Hashem. You're bringing it for you, not for Hashem. So the Shaki said a big Hadush. He said, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sa'ir ze yeh kapara alai. Ki ilu Hu said the Sa'ir over here is kapara for me. Ashmi'atati etayarayach, because I minimized the moon. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon, they were equal. So the moon came along and said, "If shal shnei melachim shishtemshu bechetter echad, what? Two kings in the world?" So God said, "Imken lechiu ma'ati tatzmech." Good. You're right, you can't have two kings in the world. You become secondary. In the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, Etsheneha me'urim gedolim. You had two me'urim gedolim. The sun and the moon were equal. And then it says, Etama'ora gadol. Right? Etama'ora katon. What happened? Originally, they were the same size. And then it became ma'ora gadol, ma'ora katon. Oh, so the moon came to God and said, Ribono shel olam. Because I gave you a good claim, so I should get punished. I mean, the moon said a good thing. You can't have two kings in the sky at the same time. It's because I said a good sevara, so you get punished. So says God wanted to appease the moon. It gave it millions of stars and all sorts of galaxies around it and all that to try to appease it. But the moon did not accept the appeasement. So therefore, on Rosh Chodesh, which is based on the moon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, says, Ki'ilu, when you bring the Hatat, it's Lashem. It's the Kaparam for my sin. Like, of course, this Gemara needs much Dirash because Hanila Vehas, is Kapara, Kabaguru's perfect, and Sultamin Paolo, Kikodra Kamishpat, Enemunave, and Ave Sadik Vyashad, who. Okay, we once spoke on this for a very, very long time on Shabbat to explain exactly the depth of this Gemara. That's not the place now, but just to know that this Gemara has many interpretations. Anyway, what do we need it for? We need it for our purpose. You just told me La Hashem is teaching me only for sins that are known to God alone. But now we're saying, no, La Hashem teaches me the Shlakish's Derash, that the Kapara is for Hashem, because he minimized the moon. So you can't learn two things from the same La Hashem. Kapara says, Imkeh Lema Kera Al Hashem, which means, if it was for the Shlakish's Derash, the Pasuk would have said, Sh'ir Azim Mehat Hatat Al Hashem. Al Hashem means because of God. My La Hashem Lichda Amran. If you were trying to tell me the Shlakish is Hadus, Al Hashem means like for God or because of God. The Seir is what Bishvil Hashem. The fact says La Hashem, it means a Quran that's only known to Hashem. So the Gemara says, so maybe the whole Dirash is just coming to tell me to sins that are only known to God. How do you know the Shlakish's Dirash all over here? It was Imkin Nemakra Hatat Hashem. If the Pasuk just wanted to tell me that nobody knows about it, the Pasuk could have said Hatat Hashem, a sin to Hashem, or a sin of God, meaning Hatat that's known only to Hashem. My La Hashem Shmat Minat Tarte. The La Hashem teaches me two Hadushim. Number one, from Hatat Hashem itself, I mean, it's a Hatat to Hashem. Only Hashem knows. La Hashem is if it's saying it's a Hatat for Hashem. So therefore the double Dirash is from two different parts of the word. Hashem teaches me it's a sin that's only known to God, and the La Hashem is teaching me the Shekish Dirash, it's a Kapara for Hashem. But now we know both. Good. Now the Gemara says, oh, your question. Unchaper name afilu bishar averot. Why is it only mechaper only of Hatat Mekdash? Let it be mechaper the seer of Rosh Chodesh on any avon that you don't know about. Why are you limiting it to Mekdash? A guy made another avon, he has no idea he did it, and you di'ah, so he should be mechaper. So the Gemara says, Tana de Biri Bishma'il, Hu'il veze ba bizman kavua, veze ba bizman kavua. מה זה אינו מחפר אלא על תומת מקדש וקדשיו? אף זה אינו מחפר אלא על תומת מקדש וקדשיו. וישמעאל makes a הקש between the סעיר ראש חודש and סעיר יום הכיפורים. What do we already learn by סעיר יום הכיפורים? It says אחת. אחת בשנה, so once that's it, only, and we learned only this item. We learned אחת. This item and not anything else. Which means only תומת מקדש וקדשיו. Now we make a הקש. Just like Yom Kippurim, it's Bab is Man Kavua. It comes at a set time of the year, and it's only Mechaper on this item. So to Rosh Chodesh, it's Bab is Man Kavua. It's only Mechaper on this item. So we make a Hekesh between Kippur and Rosh Chodesh. Already on Kippur we establish it's only for Tumat Mekdash VeKadashav. So too we're going to say for Rosh Chodesh only for Tumat Mekdash VeKadashav. How does he connect them? Because they have a Mamatzinu. Ma'amatzinu, that Kippur, it comes a certain time of year, and it's only mechaper for this item. So to Rosh Chodesh, it only comes on Rosh Chodesh. Bab is man kavua. That's called the ma'amatzinu. So then, for ma'amatzinu is a link between them. So comes the Gemara and says, good. Ashkehan Rashi Chodashim Seida Hargalim Minalan. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, we're not finished with you. You told us that the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh and Regalim is mechaper for en bo yidi'ah lo betachila velo lebesop. Rosh Chodesh, you told me already. You learned it from the word La Hashem. But Regalim, how do you know the Regalim? The Sa'ir Musaf of Regal is mechaper on these items. Yeah, that's the question of the Gemara. V'chitema hanamekedet hana Rabbi Yishma'il. Make the hekesh that we just made. I'll say, Kippur to Regalim. Ma'amatzinu, just like I found by Regalim, I'm sorry, by Kippur. It's Bab Zman Kavua, and it's Mechaper for Tumat Mekdash for Kadashav. So to Regalim, Bab Zman Kavua, Say good. Just like you just made me a hekesh by Rosh Chodesh. What did you say by Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh already we knew that it's mechaper on things that only God knows. That's clear because it says the pasuk lahashem. We just wanted to say further. Maybe it's on every item. Maybe it's on every item that's only known to God. We make a hekesh between Rosh Chodesh to Kippur. Zizman kavua verak al mikdash. Zizman kavua verak al mikdash. Nice derash. Gemara says, I'll say the same thing for the Galim. The Galim, I have no idea, by the way, that it's mechaper on anything, by the way. That there's a difference. But Rosh Chodesh, at least I have the word Lahashim, which I know already it's mechaper on things that are only known to God. By the Galim, I don't even have the word Lahashim. But no problem. Make a kish and say, Ma Yom Kippur, Shizman Kavua, Umechaper al Tumat Mekdash. Af regalim sheba bezman kavua v'yichaper al tumat mikdash. Kabbalah says ikalim mifrach. Not a good hekesh. Not a good binyan av. Why? Derosh. I derosh chodesh cheken tadir v'i miyom v'i midiyom kippurim cheken meruba kaparato. Exactly. Which means I can say that the seed of Rosh Chodesh, first of all, is more tadir. Rosh Chodesh comes 12 times a year. Kippur only comes one time a year. So therefore, I cannot compare Regalim to Rosh Chodesh and Kippur. Because I could come along and say, Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh are not similar to Kippur. Rosh Chodesh, I think you know why it's Mechaper Rosh Chodesh? Because it comes every month. So it's kaparatos as a built in mechaper. Mashiach and Regalim is only 3 times a year. Oh, and if you want to compare it to Kippur, I'll say, Ma, Kippur, kaparato gedola. Kippur is mechaper on a lot of items. Maybe that's what's mechaper on Tumat Mekdash. Which means, don't try to learn a mamatzinu to get Regalim in this picture over here. I could say, wow, Regalim, compare it to Rosh Chodesh, or compare it to Kippur. You cannot compare it to any of these two. Because I can say, the reason why Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper, because it's frequent. The reason why Kippur is Mechaper on Tumat Mekdash, because it's Kaparato Meruba. There's a lot of Kaparot. So we're back to the question, how do you know the Galim? Again, we're trying to figure out one item now. Mm-hmm. How do you know the Galim is Mechaper on Tumat Mekdash? The Buddha, you told us on the Mishnah. Again, I could say very simple. Mamatzinu. Mm-hmm. Mamatzinu is the easiest type of derash. I say, Mamatzinu, just like I found about Rosh Chodesh. It's a Korban Kavua, yeah, Kavua Lazman, and it's Mechaper on these items. So too, the Galim, Zman Kavua, Mechaper these items. No good. Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. Tadir could be different. Okay, let's start from Kippur. No, Kippur is different. Kaparato Meruba. So therefore, Yimam Atzinus are not equal. Yamara says, what are you talking about? Hagamrinan got Ta'amud Bet. Hagamrinan Rosh Chodesh de Yom Kippurim velo parchinan. A minute ago, we asked the question, how do you know Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for Mekdash? Well, we said first of all, Hashem. Hashem teaches me items that only Hashem knows. Okay, beautiful. Oh, so we said maybe everything. Maybe everything. Who told you only Mekdash? Oh, from Kippur. Mar Kippur is Man Kavua, and it's Mechaper on this item. So to Rosh Chodesh. Hey, you compared Rosh Chodesh to Kippur. Why didn't the Gemara over there say, no, Kippur is different. Kippur is Kaparato Meruba. The same way you're not allowing me to learn Kippur and the Galim, because you tell me Kippur is Kaparato Meruba, how do you let me learn Rosh Chodesh to Kippur? And you didn't ask that question. So Gemara says, no, that's not a question. Hatam kapara mikhtav ketiva giluye milta be'almahu. Aval hacha ikalememar kula milta lo gamrina. Despite what the Gemara says, it's a big difference between the Drashot. On Rosh Chodesh already, it says Lahashem. So we knew already that this item is Mechaper on all items that are lashin. Now, we don't need a source that is mechaper on these items. We have the source in the pasuk itself. What did we learn from Kippur? Kippur is only telling us what type of items the kapara of the Hashem is on. Only tumat mekdash. There, you can't come to Bala Kippur Shekapara Tumra. On the contrary, we're minimizing Rosh Chodesh. Without the Kippur pasuk, I would say Rosh Chodesh mekaper on everything that's only known to God. I learned from Kippur to tell me, no, that when it says kapara by Rosh Chodesh, minimize it to tumat mekdash. That's not a problem. But here, by the Galim, I don't even know it's mechaper on anything. There's no gilui in the pasuk that it's mechaper on anything. What's your source? Kippur. Kippur? Maybe Kippur is difficult because Kippur is mechaper on a lot of things. How could you learn from Kippur to the Galim? Which is, by Rosh Chodesh, ask me, how do I know it's mechaper on things that the guy's clueless to? Because it says Lashem. It says in the pasuk, Lashem. Oh, now I just need to know a prat. This thing that you told me, it is mechaper, how far does it go? You know how far it goes? Not more than Kippur. Kippur is only on Mikdash. This will only be for Mikdash. Okay, no problem. I connected them, but you can't ask me, oh, Malik Kippur, that this is a strict. I'm not learning that Rosh Chodesh is mechaper from Kippur. I know Rosh Chodesh is mechaper from itself. I just need to know on what items. That's Gidui Miltat Kippur. My Sheikin here for the Gabe Regalim, I don't even know Regalim is Mechaper Bechlal on Tumat Mikdash. Oh, I said, I'll tell you. Learn it from Kippur. But it's a bad connection because I can tell you, Mali Kippur, Chekeka Parato Meruba. Kippur is Mechaper on a lot of things. That's why it's Mechaper on Tumat Mikdash. Regalim, who told you? So the question we have at this point is, how do you know Regalim is Mechaper on Tum'at Mikdash Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda? Ela, here it is. Kedamar Rabbi Hama Rabbi Hanina. Se'ir Us'ir. If you look on the Galim, the pasuk says Us'ir. There's an extra vav. The pasuk has said Se'ir, Azim, Ihad, Hattat. But it says Wus'ir. And that extra vav is very, very important. So the Gemara says, Hachenamim. What is the Udu? The Us'ir. Yeah, no, it doesn't say Se'ir, Wus'ir. It says Us'ir. The Gemara says that's the Dirash. It could have said Se'ir. It says Wus'ir. An extra vav. What that vav does, it links it to the Sa'ir above it. In the Perashah that talks about Regalim, what's the story right above Regalim? We just read it in Pinhas. It's Rosh Chodesh. The Perashah starts off with Rosh Chodesh, Sa'avet B'nai Yisrael, I'm sorry, Rashiach Hotchechem Takribu, and then right after that it talks about the Regalim. About Regalim it says Us'ir, comparing the Regal to Rosh Chodesh. And I'll say what? Hachename, Se'ir Us'ir, the itkus se'ire regalim se'ire rashi chodashim. Ma se'ire rashi chodashim en mechlem e'la al she'en ba yedi'a lo b'tar lo b'sof. Av se'ire regalim en mechlem e'la al she'en ba yedi'a lo b'techida ve lo le b'sof. Now, this is a very, very difficult derashi we just said. This is saying like this, no problem. If you would ask me right now, how do I know that the Se'ir Regalim is Mechaper for Tum'at Mekdash? It's very simple, from the extra Vav. You read the Pasuk, Us'ir. Ah, Rabbi, why is that U doing over there? Ah, U is and. Connecting. Connecting to what? To the Se'ir we just mentioned above us. That's Rosh Chodesh. Ah, link. Ma Rosh Chodesh. Mechaper al Tum'at Mekdash. So too. Sa'ir of the Galim. Wait. But Rabbi, how did you know Rosh Chodesh? Oh, Rosh Chodesh I learned from Kippur. Lashem, but I learned it from Kippur. Because Lashem can mean everything. Kippur limited it to Tumat Mekdash Vekadashav. So it's a couple of steps here. It's the Galim to Rosh Chodesh. and the Negalim, then the Rosh Chodesh, I have already the Kippur, and that's how I know the situation. So he says over here, Lomrot shedin kaparato shesei Rosh Chodesh atzmo, lo lamadu ela ide binyana ab misir ha'itzot shem Kippurim, kol kom lahar shlamadu et dino shesei Rosh Chodesh, hare hu chozer bemekesh shesei ha'negalim. Ve'af al pi, here's the question, she'en danin lamed ben alamed be'anyan kodashim.
Remember, we learned the rule. When it comes to things of Kodesh, you can't learn a double limud. You can't say, I learned this from this, and once I learned this from this, I'm going to learn, I learned A from B, now that I learned A from B, now I'll apply the law that I learned, and I'll apply it to C. So A was from B, and C is from B. You don't do that. You don't do a double limud by exactly, that's the rule. En limidim davar lamed melamed by hekdesh. That's the question they ask. However, he says lo nemar klaze ela behekesh. Danu shedavar lamed ayde hekesh lo yechol lachzuv lamed behekesh alav shlishi. Avadav shlamed b'shar midot nedreshe. This is what's hekesh. Hekesh would be it's like having gezerah shava. This word. So I link these two words together. Once I have these two, from this one, I'm learning another somewhere else. You can't do that by Kadashim. Here, I'm not using Hekesh. Here, it's Binyan Av. It's a different learning. The only time he said you can't learn double from one to the other, that's by Hekesh. But by a Mamatzinu, you can. Okay, you learn the rules over here. How are we doing it over here? I'm not connecting words here. I'm saying Vav. Vav, that connects me to Regalim to Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Now, by the Galim, Rosh Chodesh, I know from somewhere else. Yeah, but not through Hekesh, not through a Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu be Kippur, Shizir Kavua, Ve'ezve Kapara, Ve'megdash, so to this also. So therefore, you have no problem of the double derash. Okay, so the Ma'aseh, if somebody asks you, how do you know the Galim is Mechaber Kutumat Megdash, the Vav, Us'ir. And if somebody asks you, Rosh Chodesh, you tell them from Kippur. Okay, now, Iba'il, question. A side question now. Ki amar biyuda al she'en ba yidi'a alo b'tahila ala basof hani midi b'chet she'en sofo livada aval chet she'sofo livada kimi she'yesh yidi'a b'sof damem v'se'la na'asa b'achot she'yemi k'porim m'chaper o dilma afidu chet she'sofo livada hashtamiya chet she'makir bo ela Hashem kalinam be. You just told me to be yuda. What type of sins is Rosh Chodesh mechaper for? En yidi'ah lo b'tchilah v'lo basof. Beautiful, I accept. But there's two types of en yidi'ah lo b'tchilah v'lo basof. There's one where now he doesn't know about it, but b'sofor he can know about it. For example, there was people that saw. So eventually, when these people surface and tell him, "Hey, buddy, you didn't realize what you did. You were tameh," so. Was the biyuda including even those types of en yidi'ah lo b'sof, that even though it's possible for them to be revealed? Because bottom line right now, he doesn't know. Or do you say, no. If it's a type of item that can be revealed, that's like a case of en yidi'ah b'tchila v'yesh yidi'ah lo b'sof, since it'll be revealed by somebody else eventually, and therefore only the sa'id chitzon of Yom Kippurim can be mechaper.
It's
not Lashem,
though.
Yes.
That's not Lashem, though.
Right, it's not Lashem, because somebody knows. That's exactly the point. That maybe that what you said, in yidi'ah lo b'tchila v'lo basof. Put it this way. Right now, who's the only one that knows about this?
Another person.
No. Hashem knows. But what? There were people that saw this guy. Which means, if these guys will go to him eventually, the next, hey buddy, I saw you walking to the Megunch, what were you doing over there? Or, so if I say, bottom line, they didn't come yet. They didn't come yet, so therefore, till now this is only Lashem. He don't know, and Hashem knows. Or do I say, since they saw him, so now already, it's like a yidi'ah over here. Might not be yidi'ah to him yet, but it's going to get to him. And therefore, maybe it's not mechaper, only the Sa'id of Kippur. Which means, basically the question is, ein yidi'ah lo b'tchila ve'lo lebesof, shesofo livada, that eventually is going to become known, is that included in the Rabbi Yehuda's Hiddush of Rosh Chodesh or not? That's the Gemara's question.
Gemara answers, Tashema, straightforward proof. Detanya, al she'en ba yedi'a, lo betechila ve'lo basof, ve'het she'en sofo livada. Has two cases here. Lo betechila. She sofo livada. That means the first case must be talking about en sofo livada, and the second case is talking about even if it is sofo livada. What's the deen? Seida regalim usile dashal shem mechaprim. So clearly in the Braita it is mechaper, which is even though somebody saw it, even though eventually they're going to tell him. Right now, however, which is at the time that they bought the seed of Rosh Chodesh, did the guy know about it?
No.
Then the guy have any clue? No. Yeah, but somebody else knows. You can tell him. He didn't tell him yet. In your dia, too late. He doesn't have to see in his mechaper. Very good. So answer that question. We'll quote from the Mishnah. The Bishimon omer seira regalim mechaprim, aval lo seira rosh chodeshim. Okay. The Bishimon said a hadush like this. Seira rosh chodesh have nothing to do with tumat mikdash vekadoshav. Also, what is seira rosh chodesh mechaper for? That's talking about a guy that who is tahor. Then ate kadashim that were tameh. Wow. No item. Okay. I mean, the Bisha was a. Don't get Rosh Chodesh involved in this story over here. You want to talk about Tumat Mikdash? That's the regular handy on that one. But Rosh Chodesh, that's Mechaper on a new story. The guy's Tahor. And he ate something that was tameh. In the Mikdash or not in the Mikdash. The point is, he ate kadashim tameim. That's the point. And by the way, it's asur min haTorah to eat kadashim that are tameim. Okay? There's no karet over there, by the way. The chidush over here is that even though there's no karet and all that, but the guy needs a kapara. So the chidush is when they will bring the korban on Rosh Chodesh, the kohen has in mind, this is for Rosh Chodesh, Musaf, and for any guy in the last month, or whatever it is, that ate b'tahara, kadashim shenitme'u, he's handled. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, my ta'ama the Rabbi Shimon. Okay, how does he know it? Amar Kera, let's get this pasuk over here. Ve'ota Natan Lachem Laset et Avon Ha'eda. I gave you this korban in order to carry the sin of the nation. Ve'aykera, where's that pasuk written? In which context? Be'se'ir de Rosh Chodesh ketiv. That pasuk was written on the first korban that they brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the day that they inaugurated the Mishkan. The inauguration was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This pasuk is talking about over here that Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked Elazar ve'Itamar on this hatat. What did they do? They burnt it and they did not eat it. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, what are you doing? Why didn't you eat it? Normally you eat the sa'ir, the kohanim eat the korban of Rosh Chodesh, and the kapara comes with the eating of the kohanim. On that day, they made a decision, the kohanim, not to eat it. The reason is because they were onenim, because they just lost Nadav Avihu. So they held they were onen, and therefore they held that they cannot eat the korban. But Moshe Rabbeinu came to them and was angry at them. He said, what are you doing? How come you didn't eat the korban? This korban is vital for kapara, for the avonot of Israel. Now, it says like this, V'yaliv, avon. We make a gezerah shava, avon, mitzitz. It says by Rosh Chodesh, avon. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the children of Aaron, what did you eat it for? This mechaper on the avon. And by the seats that the Kohen Gadol would wear, that's the headband on his forehead, it also says the word avon. Now, Ne'emar kan avon, ve'ne'emar le'alan avon. It says, "Vayal metzach Aharon, ve'nasa Aharon et avon hakodashim." Oh, which means the seats that
Aaron HaKohen wears is mechaper on bringing korbanot betum'ah. Ma lehalan tum'at basar, afkan tum'at basar. Just like the seats. What type of avon is a mechaper? It's mechaper on a kohen tameh. A kohen. Go slow. You're right. Tumat basar. That's talking about where he was okay, but he brought basar that was tameh as a korban. Right. So too, the Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper when he was good, and he brought basar that was tameh and he ate it.
So he cleans it.
So therefore, how do you know, according to the Pishmon, that the Rosh Chodesh is mechaper al adam tahor she'achal basar betum'ah avon avon. It says avon by Rosh Chodesh. It says avon by seeds. Just like the seeds is mechaper for a guy that brought a korban that was tameh, so too this will be mechaper for a person that ate the korban when the korban was tameh. Gemara says the afkan tumat basar. So too is tumat basar. Beautiful. Gemara says imal halan olin afkan olin. Oh, what's the question? Once already you're telling me that the kapara of the sa'ir and the seats are equal. Ma'alan, I'll say, just like the seats is mechaper. Only on olin. Oh, which means, what does it mean, olin? Meaning, even if you brought the korban on the mizbeach, and even though the korban was tameh, it's mechaper.
Same thing, maybe.
So it didn't make any difference?
Afkan, go slow, afkan, the sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh, olin. What is it, olin?
Olin,
olin means it goes up.
The seat is mechaper on the person who's tahor that brings a korban, that's tameh.
Correct, so too in Rosh Chodesh.
So say Rosh Chodesh, it's not for a guy who's tahor and eats something tameh. Say brought it. The same thing, it's for the guy.
Who brought something. Correct. Who says eating?
Mechaper anyway. Mechaper even though it's tameh.
You learn good from seats. But what do you learn from the seats? The seats is only mechaper if you brought the korban betumah. That the korban was tameh, you put it on the mizbeah. Olin, you put it on the mizbeah. Shouldn't have done that. Don't worry, the kohen wears the seats, it'll cover you on that avon. So too I should learn that on Rosh Chodesh, maybe the Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper on somebody that brought a korban and the meat was tameh. How do you know that if he ate it?
He was tahor.
That he was taught and ate it. From seats you can only learn putting it on the mizbeah. You don't learn a case of eating. The seats is mechaper. The guy took a piece of meat which was tameh, put it as a korban. Don't worry, seats is mechaper. So you want to learn from there. Ah, just like that's what tumat basar. So too, the shvat mechaper for a guy who's told that ate. Oh, who said eating over there? We're talking about bringing it on the mizbeah. So who told you to learn something else? Understand? So comes Gemara and says, Avon ha'eda ketiv. Next to Rosh Chodesh, it says, Avon ha'eda. What does Avon ha'eda teach me? Right, which means Avon ha'eda teaches me like this. The sin of the people. When Moshe Rabbeinu was screaming at Bnei Aharon, don't you know that this is mechaper Avon ha'eda? What's Avon ha'eda? The avon of the people is what? Eating something. It doesn't say avon of bringing something betumah. Avon ha'eda is what the people's avon. What's the people's avon? It sounds like eating the korban betumah. Eating the tameh korban betahara. That's considered avon ha'eda as opposed to what? As opposed to being makshir, a korban that was brought, which means, what is the seat? So let's get this clear. Let's say a guy brought a korban that was tameh put on the mizbeah. Does it count? The seats covers that. The seats will handle that it worked. Okay? That means that the mizbeah will tolerate a korban that's tameh because of the seats. When Moshe Rabbeinu went to Bnei Aaron, he told them, what are you doing? You didn't eat the korban. This is a big item. This is, I'm sorry, why don't you bring the korban? Why didn't you bring it? Why didn't you burn it? Why didn't you bring it? This is mechaper avona aida. He didn't say, this is mechaper for the mizbeach. He said it's mechaper for avon ha'idah. What is avon ha'idah? Eating it. That they ate things betumah. They ate things that were tameh when they were tahor. Look at Rashi. Ma le'alan tum'at basar. She'en asitz miratzeh al tum'at aguf. By the way, the seitz is not mechaper when the guy is tameh. Ela ala dam o ala chelev o ala basar shel ola. You brought the dam, the chelev, whatever. And it was tameh. The seeds is magic. The seeds is makshir, such an item. Without the seeds, by the way, the guy's got to bring a do-over. The seeds comes along and says, you did it betumah, you're covered. So to the same thing we'll say, that this is mekaper, the Rosh Chodesh, or someone that ate basar, tameh. It always mechaper on someone of the mizbeach. Ab ze yirtze ala olin. Hechi David says when Avkamina lehechad denishbara seats. V'lo yichber avona adam or chumash. Maybe we'll have two items that are only mechaper for things that went on the mizbeach. What do you need two items to mechaper for the same avon? I'll tell you. Let's say the seats broke. So then I'll say Rosh Chodesh will be mechaper instead. Again, the Gemara's question was, who told you to learn it's even eating something that's tameh? Maybe it's only something that was put on the mizbeach. So she's asking a question. What do I need two kaparot for the same sin? The seeds was mechaper for putting something on the mizbeach. What do I need Rosh Chodesh to mechaper on that? I'll tell you, nafkamina, let's say the seeds broke. They'll still get an insurance for kaparot for putting on the mizbeach from the seid of Rosh Chodesh. That's the Gemara's question. Kibra's answer is no. And the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said Avon Ha'eda, so when it says Avon Ha'eda, she says Alma Mechaper Al Avon Anashim, not the Avon of the Mizbeach. By putting something Tameh on the Mizbeach, that you need Kapara for the Avon of the Mizbeach. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Avon Ha'Mizbeach. He said, why don't you eat it? Why don't you bring it on the Mizbeach? It's Mechaper Avon Ha'eda. What's Avon Ha'eda? The eating. So therefore, we have proven, according to the Bi'uda, successfully. Ha, not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah that holds that the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper al Adam Tahor She'achal Davar Tameh. Me'efo lomdim et zeh? Gezera Shava Avon Avon Mesitz. Ma Sitz Mechaper al Adam Tahor She'ekriv Korban Betum'ah Veshezeh Meratzeh Af Rosh Chodesh מכפר על אדם טהור שאכל. הגמרא שואלת, מה זה אכל? זה הקריב וזה אכל? It's not the same. הגמרא says, no, you learn it from the fact that משה said, אבון העדה. אבון העדה זה עניין של אכילה. ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן.